We continue with the same gospel account in Matthew chapter 28 as we get to see more of what happens immediately upon Jesus' resurrection. Beginning at verse 8. So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." We continue our gospel reading in Matthew chapter 28, beginning at the 16th verse. The congregation joins in with the words in bold. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." In the name of Jesus, amen. That was pretty great. You know, I'm only a little bummed that none of the kids gave me any of their candy afterwards. That's okay. We have leftovers from the Easter egg hunt. We're doing pretty good. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. You know, last year I had us do that about 9 times through the whole service. I'm not going to go for the record this year. Maybe we'll do it again next year. It's okay. Today it is. We are talking exactly like we heard about in our puppet skit. We're talking about Christ who's risen from the grave. This whole past week we've had the opportunity to have various services. We had Palm Sunday last week where we had a chance to celebrate. We shouted Hosanna. We were waving palm branches. We talked about how great it was that Jesus Christ had gone into Jerusalem to go and give up his life for us. What a wonderful blessing it is to know that we have a great and glorious King forever. The people who were shouting, "Save us, Hosanna," they didn't know even how much they meant that. Jesus wasn't just going to save them from an earthly thing, but from a spiritual thing. Save us from sin and death. And then a few days ago, we got to celebrate on Thursday, our Maundy Thursday service. We got to participate in having the Lord's Supper, remembering his Last Supper, when Jesus had his final meal on the night he was betrayed, and he gave us the great blessing of communion. Then a couple of days ago, on Friday, we remembered the day that we call Good Friday, a day we call good because it's good for you and me that Jesus died for us, even though it was the darkest, saddest day. To know that we had a Good Friday where Jesus died, that was really impactful, and it should be. And it brings us to today, Easter, the day we remember that Jesus did not just die for our sins, but he showed that he has a power over death itself, that he rose from the grave so that the promise of eternal life would be true. When God promises that he will pay for your sins and give you a life forever with him in heaven, we see that that promise is 100% true in our resurrected Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, to put all of this into perspective and to understand it fully, we have to remember that Jesus' ministry wasn't very long. It was about 3 years on earth. And during that whole ministry, things were growing and building in excitement and energy. It began with this guy kind of out of nowhere getting baptized and God's voice being heard and the Holy Spirit coming down like a dove. That's pretty amazing. And then he called together some disciples, some of his closest followers, not the best students in the school either. These are some fishermen and tax collectors and the like. But he gathers his close disciples together. He goes around teaching and sharing God's word in a way that people hadn't heard. He does amazing signs and miracles. healing the sick, taking away blindness, taking away leprosy, doing amazing things. And this is growing and building, and more people are hearing about him. It's spreading all over. Some people love it, and they're amazed at all of the things Jesus is doing. And then there are others who absolutely hate everything he's saying, because he's changing things. He's saying things differently than the leaders were saying them. He was speaking with a different type of authority and saying that they were wrong, that God's love was greater than a lot of the things people were being taught about. And as this excitement is building, as everything is growing and coming to a head, we get to Jerusalem. Jesus is showing up. He's been doing this ministry for a long time. People have heard he's coming. They start throwing out their cloaks on the ground and throwing out palm branches and shouting, "Hosanna! This is a beautiful parade. It's amazing." They think a king is coming into town. He's chosen a weird animal. It's not a horse. It's a donkey, but that's okay. Here he is. It's our king, the one we've been looking forward to. And he's in Jerusalem all week long. He's teaching and talking and just doing amazing things. And then he gathers with his disciples for a Passover meal. Everyone has gone into their homes. They're having this Passover meal, remembering God's goodness from when they were taken out of exile and in the Exodus. And as they're doing this, they don't know that Jesus is having his final supper, that he would be betrayed. They wake up the next morning, and all of a sudden there's a trial. This very same Jesus is now on trial for his life. He's sent back and forth to various leaders, and people are shouting, "Crucify him." And sure enough, Jesus is beaten. He's mocked and scorned. He's made to bring his own cross up to the hill of Golgotha. There he was nailed to the cross and lifted up. There he breathed his last, and he died. All of that momentum, all of that energy had been building. It was growing up to something amazing. And then it just stopped. Can you imagine being one of those disciples, having seen everything building, thinking now is the time. He's come to Jerusalem. Something big is going to happen. And then he's gone, taken away and buried in a tomb. And the next day, they're not supposed to be doing any work for the Sabbath, so they're just sitting at home, confused, sad, scared. This isn't how it was supposed to be. What's going on? And then in silence, on Sunday morning, Mary and the other Mary go forward to the tomb. Imagine they're walking there in silence. It's dark. It's early. And then as they draw closer, there's a huge earthquake, shaking and rattling. There's an angel who appears. And suddenly the two guards who were supposed to be watching the dead Jesus, they fall flat, looking like dead men because they've fainted. The women see this angel, and the angel says to them, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him." Everything that had been building and then stopped seemed like it was done. There was nothing else to go with. There was no more action, no more movement. And out of nowhere, an angel appears and says, "Look, come and see. The grave is empty. And now go quickly, tell his disciples. Let's get this ball rolling again." It picks up and starts moving very fast. The women listen to the angel, as you should if this ever comes up. They listen to the angel and they get up and they run. They head quickly back to the disciples. As they are departing quickly, they run into Jesus. They hear greetings. They take hold of his feet. They fall down and they worship him. They're so excited. It's real. He's alive. He says to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." So he says, again, "Get up and go. Go and tell the good news." So they get up and they hurry as fast as they can. They get back to the disciples. They tell them everything that's happened. We fast forward a bit in our readings. We hear that the 11 disciples listened to what the women had told them. They've gone to Galilee, where Jesus had told them to go, and they see him. They worship him. And Jesus says to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." The authority of the Father in heaven has now been given to the Son. When Jesus was obedient to death on a cross, the Father gave him all authority over heaven and earth. And now Jesus says, "With that authority, I tell you, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always, to the very end of the age." This all moves very fast, all in one chapter in the Bible, going from a dead stop to two women hearing about Jesus' liveliness, his resurrection, to seeing Jesus and telling the disciples. Now the disciples have heard from Jesus himself. Go and tell all nations. Make sure that everyone has heard what has happened here. Christ's church takes off. In the coming weeks, we'll get to hear from Acts, and we'll get to hear more about how that church just explodes onto the scene. Thousands of people here. Thousands are baptized. People all over the world begin to hear that Jesus, who died for the sins of the world, has risen from the grave. God's promises are real. All of you who have faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're a part of this same exact story. You're a part of the action that was started about 2,000 years ago, starting from that silent tomb to Jesus' great commission to go and tell the whole world about himself. The church has been growing and moving and doing amazing things. You get the opportunity to be a part of this, to go and tell others all that God has done for you, how Jesus Christ has paid for each of our sins, how he would love us, even though sometimes we're pretty unlovable, and how he loves the whole world, and that anyone who would believe in Jesus Christ, though they will die, they will not stay dead. Because he has risen from the grave, we believe that he will do the same for us as he promises. All of our fellow brothers and sisters who've gone before us, everyone who's had the same Easter message. This is basically the same message we heard last year. It'll be very similar to next year's message too. That Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Good job. We're up to what, three times now? We're doing great. It's the same Easter message every year. It's really the same message every Sunday, or even really every day of our lives. We believe in a Savior who has paid for all of our sins, a Savior who died in our place where we deserved to be. We believe in a Savior who has prepared a place for each of us in our heavenly home with our Heavenly Father. Congratulations on getting to be a part of that same action and momentum. You get to be the ones that get to go out and share the same Easter joy. Looking forward to the next year when we celebrate this season together as well. Let us pray and thank God for making us a part of his church and his mission to bring his glory to the world. Dear God, we thank you. We thank you that you have given us faith in our Savior Jesus. We thank you that you've given us your Holy Spirit, that we would not just hear the words, but to believe them, to know that you love us, that our sins are paid for, that we have an eternal life with you. God, please give us the wisdom to see how we can best share this good news. Give us courage to bring it to all those you put in our lives. God, continue to build your church on earth, that more people might come to know the saving grace, that Jesus has died, he has risen, and he will come again. Continue to use us as your tools and your messengers. All this we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. And now may God bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine on you, and the Lord look on you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Jesus Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.